to this football club.
Welcome to Back of the Net, the AFC Bournemouth podcast with me, Sean Barker.
And me, Sam Davis.
We just wanted to drop a sneaky little episode on you. So this is not the first episode. This is what this one is called, because we are very excited to announce that Back of the Net episode one is going to hit you square in the eyes after the Everton game. So next week.
So I thought I'd introduce you to myself. My name's Sam Davis. I'm 34. This does sound like a bit of a Tinder profile coming on now, doesn't it? I'm a web developer, and I've been an AFC Bournemouth fan since a very young age. Unlike a lot of people, I can't remember what my first home game was, but I've got a feeling it was Leighton Orient at home, sat in the old main stand in the A block with the away fans. Not really sure what that was all about. People in their 30s might remember me from doing Boscombe on the Web. I did that with John Sharkey. We got very involved with the club, had a few scrapes with the media guy, Ross Dyer, at the time, but absolutely loved it, and managed to get Trevor Watkins in the chat room once as well. But Sean, I remember I met you playing football. We were the SAS up front for Locomotive T&D, playing 11-a-side, weren't we?
Yeah, we were, which is a load of Bournemouth fans. We were originally planning on being called Locomotive Touch and Dive in honour of Stevie Robinson, who was very good at that. He'd be great in the present day football. Imagine how many penalties he would have won us last year. Imagine the Watford fans if Steve Robinson was still playing for us. Oh, they'd be going nuts. But yeah, we used to play up front and for them scoring lots of goals. John Sharkey, a friend of ours, used to do the scoreboard at the Dean Court when we had the new one. I remember he used to stick our score up at the half times on the pitch, which is always quite fun. So yeah, I met Sam there. In terms of my support of Bournemouth, I started back in the around 1990, I think it was. So I was there through the Pulis era, and that was pretty dire. And then Mel Machin and some glorious times, and all the way through. And then around 8 years ago, I actually moved to New Zealand. And so I live down under. I took the whole southerner chant really seriously and moved as far south as I could possibly go without being on Antarctica. So I live in Wellington. So I keep up with the games either through watching every game live, because we have the Premier League Pass, which is a wonderful way of watching the games. Otherwise, I listen online or watch through other means. So I get to keep up to date. And I think officially I'm one of four Bournemouth fans that live down here in New Zealand. So the running order for the show and some of the things, we just wanted to give you a bit of a heads up on what you can expect from Back of the Net. Each week we will do a match review. So coming up, we'll be talking about the FA Cup game against Everton and our thoughts on that. But more importantly, we want your thoughts on the match.
Yeah, we want to hear your vox pops. Leave your unadulterated opinion with us. You can do it in many ways. If you're maybe unhappy with the formation, or you think that we played poorly, or just want to wax lyrical about how well we played. Now, we want to hear from you. We've got a special phone number set up, which is 01202 901048. There's no one there. It's just an answer phone. So you can leave a message, make it about 30 seconds long, and leave your name and where you're from. And hopefully we'll play it out on the podcast. You can email us to fans@afcbpodcast.com. You can also record via our website itself, which is afcbpodcast.com. But we really want to hear from you. Of course, we also want to hear from you on Twitter as well. Now, please do follow us on Twitter if you're not already. We are also going to be doing a 7-day look back at the online world of AFCB. So that's the hashtag AFCB and hashtag UTCIAD. We're going to be trawling it and finding some very funny things. We're also going to be looking at Facebook as well as the forums too. So, yeah, be very afraid.
We're also going to be doing a supporter profile every week. So again, we will be asking you to get on board with that for our kickoff debut. Coming fresh off the taxi rank is Kerry Payton. She's going to be telling us all about her love of the club. And then we're going to be doing, it might be every week, it might not, but we're going to be doing a special feature when we can, eh, Sam?
Yeah, you said debut. I can't handle that. I cannot handle that. It's debut. However, it's going to be my debut watching the AFC Bournemouth under-18s. And on Saturday, they're going to be at Camford Park Arena. 11 o'clock kickoff in their Alliance League fixture. And that's against Portsmouth. So a bit of local spice. Of course, Carl Fletcher is the man that leads the under-18s. So we're going to be checking out that and seeing if we can get a few sound bites here and there too.
Yeah, I have to put a disclaimer that I do sometimes say funny things, but that's just because of the down here. But I'm going to try really hard not to say soccer on this podcast.
Please don't.
I know, it's so hard. But you say footy or football and they're like, oh, they think rugby.
Yeah.
But please pick me up if I do say soccer. It'll be sin bin, 10-minute sin bin. You just get solo Sam.
The show's mine.
Yeah. Now, big news for our first episode is we have an interview with an absolute Cherries legend.
Oh, yes.
Legend. Like, up there. I was super excited. I got to speak to him today. We're not going to tell you who it is, so we might sneak it out just before we air the podcast, but we'll see. I'll give you a little clue. For every show that we do, it's obviously obligatory that we wear Bournemouth shirts. So I've got mine on, Sam's got his on. We're looking each other through our webcams at the moment.
Yeah.
In our bedrooms doing this recording.
Looking beautiful.
But anyway, we'll move on from that. And obviously, it's obligatory under, I think it's clause 13.6, paragraph 8 of Back of the Net Manual. Yeah, that you must be wearing your Bournemouth shirt when you listen to this show. Here's a little clue about the interview. The shirt I've gone for today... I almost said jersey. They say jersey down here instead of shirt. This is going to be hard work. Anyway, the shirt I am wearing is from 1994-95. It's the home shirt. It's made by match winner, the Great Escape season. Ooh. But that's the only hint I'm going to give. If you think you know who it is, at AFCB Podcast, let us know your thoughts. But we'll let you know maybe before. But it was a great interview. So that's going to be in the show. Then we're going to talk about the upcoming games, whatever's coming up the week after. In this case, it's going to be Watford away in the Premier League as we look to get some points to drag us a bit higher up the table and more towards that place in Europe. So we'll have a little bit of chat about that. We'll also probably have a little rundown around the rest of the teams in the Premier League just to see who's doing well and, more importantly, who's not doing well and who we think's going to go down below us. Sure. So that's the show. Sam, you're the techie guy, you're the web developer. How can people listen to this mess we're putting together?
Lots of different ways, whether you've got a desktop PC, a tablet, an Xbox, whatever, even on your mobile phone, you can listen in numerous ways. Of course, we'll be available on iTunes and the podcast apps for Android and Windows phones. Yes, we cater for that 2.5% as well. Of course, you can listen via the website. It's afcbpodcast.com. We'll also be on Mixcloud as well, mixcloud.com/afcbpodcast, and you can listen to it via that and download the app.
There is no excuse.
There really isn't.
There really isn't. So we hope you stick with us. We want to thank everyone for support so far online, whether it's through Twitter, whether it's through Facebook, whether it's just random people in the street just walking past saying, hey, I can't wait for Back of the Net. It happens all the time here in Wellington. It's unbelievable, honestly. Like, no, it doesn't. But maybe it will. But anyway, this is Back of the Net, the AFC Bournemouth podcast with Sean and Sam. And we can't wait to get going next week. So... let's hope we get that win against Everton at the weekend in the Cup so we can have a happy kickoff on episode 1. This has been not episode 1 of Back of the Net.